wound doesn't heal clean. A white granular substance might form around the edge. Sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out with alum. It's called what? You ever heard of that? Where a wound doesn't heal properly and so on? Flesh is kind of... Ever heard of proud flesh?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
What does that mean? Does that mean?
Flesh that is not healing correctly. It's it's different from what it's supposed to be. And that's how you distinguish it. You tell somebody it's supposed to be.
And then how would somebody talk about it if they were using that expression?
I don't know.
When have you heard it, or have you just sort of...
No, we just heard it packing. Okay. I don't know where.
Okay. What are some of the things you keep in the medicine cabinet with the skull and crossbones on it, and stuff you keep for emergency situations, first aid situations? What are some bottles, things? What are they called?
Just general.
Yeah,
I can't think of any really poisons that would keep.
Okay, we just...
Except for methylate, methacrylate, alcohol.
Okay. What's that stuff called that stings when you put it on?
Spyline.
Okay. And what's that one that starts with an I?
Iodine.
Okay. What's the pills you take for fever?
Aspirin.
Okay. One that starts with a Q. You ever heard of? For keeping water pure and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I know that.
Q-U-I-N-I-N-E. How would you pronounce
it? Quinine.
The doctor did everything he could, but the patient
died.
Okay. Now, what are some other words for died besides that?
Deceased.
Okay.
Fired.
Now, with those would be, what kind would they be used in a war formal setting, right? Than died?
Yes.
Now, what are some other words? Are there any joke words or derogatory terms and so on for dying?
Case of bucket.
Okay. Any others?
Keeled over.
Keeled over, okay.
Drop dead.
Some of you, those kind of things you say is an enemy of yours, somebody you didn't like much.
Alright.
You might say something like that. Okay. You ever heard of cashed in chips?
Yeah.
Like that? Okay. Let me see. He's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what he
has.
Okay.
What he died of.
Okay, you say died. Would you say you died of or died with?
Died of.
Okay. They laid him away in the what?
Casket.
Okay, and they put the casket where?
In the grave.
Oh. Yeah, the graveyard is in the what?
Ground.
And then what they call it?
Cemetery.
Okay. And what's that kind of thing they call where you put the, where it's not, it's a cemetery like setting, but they put all the graves stacked up in a big tall thing?
Mausoleum.
Okay. And is there any other names for the boxes besides, you said
coffin,
okay, anything else? You
coffin,
said casket already. Okay. What do you call the ceremony, the religious ceremony connected with the burying?
Funeral.
Okay. You ever heard it called a burying?
Yes.
And what would be the, when would that be used? Would that be used as a synonym for funeral or what?
Yes, it would.
Okay. Now, if the people are dressed in black, you say they are in?
Morning.
Okay. Somebody asks you on an average day how you feeling, you say that day you
feeling pretty good.
Children are out late and your wife's getting a bit excited, you say they'll be home all right, just don't worry. Okay. The disease of the joints is called what?
Arthritis.
Okay. You have any other names before you ever heard anything else?
Bursitis.
Okay. Have you ever heard rheumatism or rheumatiz or rheumatics from any?
Rheumatism.
Rheumatism is what you've heard. And that, would that be the same?
Yes, it would.
Okay. A disease that you hardly ever hear of now because they give shots for it, but it used to kill lots of children. They choked to death for it. But it used to, yeah, I don't see. Starts with a D.
Diphtheria.
Okay. And what's that disease that makes you yell? It affects the blood.
It's hepatitis.
Okay. And what, have you ever heard it called a color? The disease called a color?
Yeah, it's called a yellow jaundice.